Slay the Puzzle. Joining us is Will Schwartz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I'm doing great. How are you, Aisha? And welcome back.
I'm glad to be back. Got some R&R with the kids and now back in business. Will you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from James Ellison of Jefferson City, Missouri. I said, think of a famous movie villain. Insert one letter to get the brand name of a household product. Then change one letter of their product to get the last name of another famous movie villain. Who are the characters and what's the product? Well, the first character is Dr. No from the James Bond movies. Insert an A and you get Drano. And then change the N and you get Drago, Ivan Drago of Rocky IV. Now, I have to say, a lot of listeners sent in Draco as in Draco Malfoy of the Harry Potter films, but the puzzle specified the last name of a movie villain, and Draco in Harry Potter is a first name. So I'm afraid we couldn't count that one as correct.
Yes, yeah, so there were just over 500 correct entries this week because there were a lot of close but no cigars saying Draco. So you got to pay attention, just like our winner, Ned Andrews of Houston, Texas. Congratulations, Ned.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're here. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm an attorney, and as it happens, Mr. Schwartz and I both attended the University of Virginia School of Law, so this will make for a very interesting submission to its alumni magazine.
Okay. Awesome. So tell us about the moment you got the phone call that you were the winner.
Well, I have a court docket every Thursday that starts exactly at 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern. The pre-court conference is always bothered by my 1:55 p.m. alarm going off every single week for exactly this reason. So when I got that call, I said to my co-counsel, something's come up, I need to take this, and I excused myself, and it was exactly what I'd hoped for.
Oh, my goodness. So you were in the middle of the work.
Yes. Thank goodness that it didn't cost me a contempt charge, but yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, any judge should give an extension for the puzzle. But if you are that serious, then I got to believe you're ready to play the puzzle. But I got to ask, are you ready to play the puzzle?
One way to find out.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Ned, I believe you are ready for this. Today's theme is MBAs, as in the business degrees. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which the first word starts with M and the second word starts BA. For example, if I said a little of this, a little of that, you would say mixed bag.
Makes sense.
So here's number one, something a Boy Scout earns.
Merit badge.
Good. A piece of playground equipment that kids climb on.
Monkey bars.
That's it. A group of musicians following a drum major.
Marching band?
Uh-huh. A strip on top of a computer screen from which you can pull down to make selections.
Menu bar?
Good. A dumpling in Jewish soup.
Matzo ball?
That's it. New England colony established by the Puritans.
Massachusetts Bay.
Good. A financial institution that's geared to private companies.
Private companies, financial institution. Something bank.
Yes.
Private companies. Not mergers and acquisitions. Ms. Roscoe?
I'm trying to think, too.
The first syllable is mer. Does that help?
Mercantile. Something close to that. Merchandise?
Merchant bank.
A merchant bank.
Merchant
Bingo.
Bank. Okay.
Yes. Well, as you can tell, I clearly do not practice finance.
How about a place where soldiers train?
They train, they said? Military base?
That's it. Marine base would also work. How about a container for a postal worker?
Mailbag?
Uh-huh. A health treatment in which a person sits in a tub of hot, wet earth.
Mud bath?
Good. A commercial pitch on TV might offer a blank guarantee.
Money back?
That's it. And your last one is a terse admission of error.
My bad?
That's it. Good job.
Okay, good. Yeah, my bad on the mercantile one.
Mine also.
But you did a wonderful job. You blew right through this. How do you feel?
Feels good.
Yes, and this is off the bucket list, and you did an amazing job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Ned, what member station do you listen to?
I'm a member of KUHF here in Houston.
That's Ned Andrews of Houston, Texas. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, spell out the numbers from 13 to 20. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Select one letter from each word in order to name another number. No anagramming is necessary. What number is it? So again, spell out the numbers from 13 to 20. Select one letter from each word in order to name another number. What number is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, August 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.